back. As many of you may already know, this is your host, Cardzi B. I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. This is going to be somewhat of a shorter episode, as I'm not going to lie, I'm in the process of moving after living in Manhattan for 15 years. So I wanted to make sure I got this recap for August out because I do love Leo season. We have a lot of amazing energies working with the Lammas Sabbat, which is actually Saturday, the day I'm recording. You'll hear this on Sunday, as well as the Lion's Gate portal, which we're in. So I wanted to get this out, but I'm sorry if the episode is going to be a little bit more condensed. That being said, I hope that you all are really able to enjoy the beginning of Leo season. We're a little over a week in at this point, and happy almost full moon in Aquarius, which occurs Monday, August 3rd at 11:59 a.m. So this new moon, it'll be kind of in the peak of the day on the East Coast. And, you know, first thing really probably starting your morning on the West Coast, which will be happening at 8:59 a.m. Pacific time. And this is when the sun is in Leo and the moon is in Aquarius. And it's the positioning is really interesting because it's squaring Uranus and Taurus, which means we can expect things that are quite unexpected. And that Aquarian energy is all about emotional freedom. And full moons tend to remind us to let go, release things that are no longer serving us. So during this energy, especially with that Aquarius squaring Uranus, it's a great time to remember that anything that's leaving us now is really happening for us as we let go of unworthy situations or patterns or things that we've outgrown in some way. In addition to this powerful full moon in Aquarius, we are in the middle of this very potent Lion's Gate portal. Now, we have this energetic portal every summer at this time. It starts officially, they say, July 26th. Through August 12th, but the peak of it is really August 8th, that 8-8, and when we look at the number 8 on its side, it's that infinity loop, and the Lionsgate portal, if you have, depending where you have Leo in your chart, if you're very attached to Leo energy, if you also have had any experiences with information coming from Sirius B, because this portal is connecting us to the Sirians through the energy of Sirius B. So if you've had any experience with any of that, or you're just feeling very Leo-tastic, you might get the most affected by this energy portal. So in that period of time that started, again, July 26th all the way through August 12th, peaking in the middle on August 8th, it's kind of the thinning of the veil. It's kind of, you know, we have so much transition and a lot of systems and old ways collapsing and breaking down right now. And this Lionsgate portal is a way for us to really kind of channel information of this can be for our own individual lives. Why are things happening the way they are? What signs can we receive? And this can come in all sorts of ways. This can come in dream work. This can come through meditation. The Lionsgate portal really is a great time to deepen or return to your meditation practice. If you've abandoned it, and I mean, I will put my hand up and say I have in this chaotic time of the past 5 months, not always been consistent with it. I'm somebody that I prefer walking meditation, so I do that on a pretty regular basis. But if, however it is that you kind of access your inner guidance system, or you know, connect to that meditative energy, to source, to spirit, to the angelic realm, whatever you want to call it, however you kind of dial up that connection, now is a great time because any clarity you're seeking, signs, symbols, information, often come through that Lionsgate portal timing. And this is something that I didn't fully understand the astrological kind of significance of until I had some really powerful experiences starting, I think it was like 2018, that I, during this like almost 2 week period, I was having a lot of really vivid dreams. I had like a lot of forgiveness come through around a pretty traumatic ex that was quite abusive. And I was like, wow, this is all coming through in such a beautiful and very clear way. And did some research on the timing, and it was in fact the Lionsgate portal. And every August since then, I've had really, really clear information come through. So this is, again, this going through all the way to August 12th, but the 8th is really a big day. If you're asking for anything, wanting to kind of get confirmation, affirmation, or clarity, it's a great day, the 8th, to do any ritual work, lighting a candle the night before to allow that kind of messaging to come in through dream work in the astral realm can be helpful too. And the last little energy update before we look at our cards is, as I mentioned, we did just have Lammas, which is today, yesterday. I'm recording this Saturday, but for you guys listening, it occurred on August 1st. Lammas is the first of the harvest Sabbats or Sabbats, however you pronounce the eight holidays in the Wiccan tradition that break up the calendar. And Lammas is all about, like, we're preparing for the harvest. The big harvest comes in the fall equinox, and then the Samhain is kind of the end of that at the end of October, that tradition. But now it's kind of like, ooh, we hope we have a good harvest. We hope that we've planted all of the seeds throughout the summer, physically and emotionally, energetically, spiritually, so to speak. We've planted that so that we can reap a good harvest in the fall. This can also be, what ways can we continue to put energy into that? And what can we, you know, quote unquote, weed out? So this, again, goes back to that full moon in Aquarius that we're coming up on Monday. What can we kind of manifest, call in at the same time of clearing out anything that isn't serving us? And a lot of times, traditionally in Lammas, it was, yes, calling in that bountiful and abundant harvest, but there was also sometimes some fears around this Sabbat that the harvest wouldn't be large enough, that the months would be of the winter would be too cold, and we would struggle with not enough, that lack mentality. So a lot of times in the modern Wiccan practices, we look at Lammas as a time to face those fears. What am I afraid of? What is in the shadow? How can I look at that, face it, and kind of integrate it into my experience? So we always talk about that on the podcast of, you know, the choice to face those things coming up as opposed to running or numbing or avoiding. A lot of things that we may be, so many of us, obviously many reasons to be concerned about the future in 2020, undoubtedly, but how can we look at that? How can we face that and say, yes, that is a real and understandable fear or concern, but how can I kind of bring that back to the now moment and be grateful for the seeds that I know I've planted, the work that I know that I have done energetically, spiritually, and really kind of call in the abundance that we know is on the way for the work that we have done, for the groundwork that we've laid. So I've always loved this holiday, the celebration of Lammas, and I think now more than ever, it's a powerful Sabbat, and it's a powerful kickoff in the middle of that Lionsgate portal and Leo season. I love Leo season. So let's take a look at our cards. First off, as we always do, we look at the card according to the order of the Golden Dawn for Leo season. So I do this always, though Leo season technically began at the end of July, and similarly Virgo season will begin at the end of August. I follow the old school way of the Golden Dawn. The eighth card is the eighth month. So August, I focus on Leo. I focus on the card Strength that is ruled by Leo. So in the Smith Rider Waite deck, the Strength card shows this beautiful woman wearing a white robe, and she's gently stroking a lion. And the lion kind of symbolizes all the things we love about Leo, that fire, that passion, desire. And in the woman kind of stroking him, the lion, calmly, this chick is showing that kind of that animal instinct and that, like, passion can be expressed in positive ways when we really call upon our inner knowing, our inner strength. I always look at this card as intrinsic strength, instead of that, like, outer brute force. And Strength is a victorious card. And like the Chariot, you know, where we if you're pulling a yes or no, there are certain cards, often the major arcanas can be seen as a yes or no answer. And we look at both Strength and the Chariot as quote unquote yes cards, as these are affirmative, they're victorious energies. But unlike the Chariot, which uses outer strength and force of will, the Strength card utilizes that inner power to influence, to persuade, to call in. I personally, and this isn't in anything, you know, a lot of what I share in the overview of the cards is from my more like, I guess, like scholarly, like studying Tarot of the Bohemians, the work of Waite and other, you know, early practitioners who created the Smith Rider-Waite deck. But this is just my own kind of idea around strength versus the Chariot. I look at the Chariot as divine masculine energy of that putting out to the world, of creating, of doing, of, you know, by action, then the action creates the success. Whereas I look at strength as the divine feminine, of that calling in, that magnetizing toward. And I think that that's, to me, you know, all of the Leos I know, my ex-wife, who is still one of my best friends and an amazing human, is a Leo. Madonna is a Leo. So many celebrities are a Leo. One of my very best friends and big brother, you know, I call him my adopted big brother and mentor in this lifetime, who passed away, was a Leo. It's just that really beautiful, genuine, confident energy. And I think that's why Leos are so charismatic, is because they genuinely like themselves and they come across with that confidence. And I think that that is really built into the archetype of the Strength card. Astrologically, yes, it's ruled by Leo, and that's really that like fixed and fiery energy of, again, confident, but also generous, warm-hearted, ambitious. And I love how clearly the OG, the Smith Rider-Waite card features that lion, because it's easy as you're learning the tarot. For those of you who like to learn the astrology behind the cards, which is why I started incorporating it in the second year of the podcast, because I know for those of you who are also astrology nerds, that can help in your tarot practice. And I love that the lion is a big part of this card, because you're like, cool, strength equals lead. Vibes. And when I designed my deck, I made this card Celine Dion. I think she has that really beautiful, like, comes across as a very strong, empowered female, but also has that kind of soft, like, intrinsic, like, I've got this, but I don't have anything to prove. Even in how she dealt with her husband's death, and just like the strength that she embodied in that great loss and in that great shift in her life, I was like, she is strength card all the way. And I drew her with a lion in the card, because I felt that that's just that the lion is such a beautiful element of this. So I even kept that in my version of the card. So I feel like, you know, strength is that card of intuitive knowing combined with, again, that Leo confidence. I feel like June and a big chunk of July, i.e. that Gemini into Cancer season, were a time of pause and contemplation for many of us. And we were kind of, I had spoken about, where am I going to live, my upcoming move, and looking for signs, really wanting to have that direction and that answer. And I didn't. I really had to wait for the universe. And I feel that now, coming into this Leo season, we have the element of fire illuminating and inspiring us how to move forward, showing us things we may have been unable to fully see and process before. And it's kind of like, okay, I'm getting green lights now. I'm seeing, like, even if it's just one step ahead of me and not a whole massive, you know, the whole journey, we're having kind of those headlights light the way a few steps at a time now that we're in Leo season. And, you know, I am, like I said, I'm moving this month, and I know that despite how hard I tried, I had to wait to get those signs. For those of you who are still in uncertainty, whether that's around a relationship, a job situation, if like me, you're relocating, really lean into the clarity that's coming with Leo season, both with just the fire energy of this time, but also the Lion's Gate portal that we're in. I mean, really work with that, because clarity is, and light are coming in a big way throughout August. From our second card of the month, from that I always do, the January 2020 overview, we had the Hierophant. And this is an interesting one. So in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, for this card's imagery, the Hierophant is shown on this like throne structure in this red gown, and you see him seated between these two pillars. And a lot of the kind of I want to say, again, more masculine energy of the like justice has the two pillars, The High Priestess does have a lot of divine feminine, but a lot of these really powerful stoic, the Emperor has two pillars, are seated in that, and they're usually like holding space between two structures. The Hierophant, we see these two pillars symbolizing law and liberty. And some other texts say it to be obedience and disobedience, depending on where you've studied. I don't really love the traditional origins of this card, I'm not going to lie. I always saw this and people say it's like a Pope figure and it's all about like doing this versus that and rules. And I do not like the would, should, have to of the world. I think that's very old 3D earth. We're moving into new earth where things do not exist that way. So as a kid, I didn't love this card. I was always a free thinker. The more I studied this card, didn't like it. So as I was creating my own deck, I was like, okay, I have to put this in the deck because I'm following the original 78 cards. That was one of the things I did want to do, was pay homage to that structure. And I was like, oh, I hate the Hierophant. What am I going to do with this? So when I looked up the word in the dictionary, the actual meaning of the word Hierophant refers to someone who is, it's a noun, and it's a person who is an interpreter of sacred mysteries or esoteric principles. And I was like, oh, I love that. Like, I'm a freaking Hierophant, right? I love this energy. And the common thread across most tarot teachings in the modern day around the Hierophant is that this is a card of life lessons and spiritual wisdom. So when I was illustrating this card, I made this Oprah, because I personally think Oprah just did a great job of introducing a lot of those kind of out of the mainstream, especially back in the 90s, the height of her show, esoteric and spiritual concepts that she kind of made digestible to the masses, like an old school Flintstone vitamin for kids, right? And to me, especially growing up as a child in the 80s and 90s, she was one of the original translators of, you know, and she even came up with the term aha moment for those moments of clarity that we get from source, from the universe. So this really is the card of aha moments, made it Mama O for that reason. And August is likely to bring in a lot of important lessons and clarity, where we might have been a little bit hazy throughout Cancer season with that watery, emotional going back and forth on things, looking at different perspectives in Cancer. And now we're getting that fiery light of strength with the clear lessons of the Hierophant in August. The Hierophant astrologically is ruled by Taurus. So when we break that down, Taurus is associated with the throat chakra. And often when we come across these realizations, these kind of aha moments, it's likely that in some way we're going to be called to share them and to express them in a way that can benefit others. And I think, you know, I have friends who in the past have left the city, and it's been like the shame of, I'm not going to talk about it. Like, oh, I'll be back. I may be back if it's aligned and New York is reborn into something, you know, as I said, even more beautiful and that I feel even more excited and proud to live in. I will be back, but I may not be. And in the vein of the Hierophant, I felt very called to share my journey, because I think a lot of people, whether it's New York, other locations, other cities, to move closer to their families or be in a location where they feel more in nature, more inspired. I think a lot of people are facing this. So I was like, yes, I am seen as kind of this staple Carrie Bradshaw-esque New Yorker, and I'm going to share my journey. I'm going to share that if it helps. So as you come into your own quote unquote aha moments in August, you may want to share them. And that may not be like, oh, I'm going to do a big post or a video about it, but you may share them with close friends, with family members, of like, this is this thing that I am realizing about myself, or this is this thing that I'm changing in some way, and wanting to share your truth in ways that it can inspire others. All right, let's look at our card of the week. Six of Wands. All right. So in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, the Six of Wands shows this guy wearing a victory wreath around his head, and he's riding this fancy white horse through a crowd. And the crowd seems to be like cheering. They're excited about his recent victory or success. And he's holding a giant wand with a wreath tied to the top. And there's five wands in the background to complete the six. And he seems pretty, like, he's, like, smiling. He's pretty proud of what he's recently accomplished and really enjoying kind of the celebration of the crowd. Astrologically, this card, Six of Wands, is ruled by Jupiter in Leo. I really like this combo. I love Jupiter. It's the ruling planet of Sagittarius, my sun sign. And Jupiter is the planet of gifts, opportunity, expansion. While Leo is obviously, as we discussed in the Strength card, known for that fiery presence, confidence, and recognition. So this is a really good combo for basically guaranteeing a success coming into you this month. Or sorry, this week. I wish, well, it's Leo season. Let's make it the whole month. But I was like, yes, the Six of Wands is sorry for our card of the week specifically. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, I drew this card as Lisa Vanderpump. And whether you know, are a pop culture fiend like myself, I personally am actually not a fan of The Real Housewives. I dated one. As long-term listeners know, it's not my favorite franchise. What I will say about Six of Wands, it's known as the fame card. And on the surface, yes, this could be any number of celebrities, but there's something very charismatic and enjoyable about Lisa Vanderpump's unapologetic authenticity. And she's just like incapable of being anyone but herself. And the Six of Wands, it kind of has that that vibe of that unapologetic Jupiter in Leo, like expansive, I'm going to be me. And as a result of just being me and owning it and being proud and confident in it, the success will come. It's also the card that people like call like the fame card, the PR card, the whatever you touch turns to gold card, because there's a lot of kind of the fanfare of Six of Wands amongst that of like, as you carve your authentic path, there is recognition. There's like, yes, keep going. Like it's people getting on board with what it is you're putting out to the world. This week brings in a window of opportunity for recognition and success. And that could be on a more obvious front. Wands can often be work and passion pursuit. It could be a new client, an opportunity to expand upon a project or an idea that you've already been working with. It could also be just like something that you were, as we talked about, a little uncertain how to move forward. And in getting that green light and getting kind of signs from the universe this week and putting steps towards it, just getting even recognition from friends and family of like, yes, kind of that universal signs and symbols of you're going the right way, keep moving forward. But remember, wands do move quickly. So trust your intuition and move forward accordingly as soon as you get those signs and you get that guidance. Also, the other note in this card is really be good to those who made this opportunity possible, as this is, it has that harmonious balance element of the six cards of it's also kind of the give back to the people that have helped you. In the OG card, he has all those fans around him, and it's kind of like be good to the people that helped you on your path, achieve the things that are coming in. So that is our card for the week. This is looking pretty good. Leo season, I like strength. Hierophant has some challenges, but there's clarity coming in. And Six of Wands, yes to that this week. So before we head out, some quick announcements. I will be doing my Instagram lives. I may be missing some this month. I'm not even going to lie because I have the move coming. I will do a whole recap on my new space. I have a tarot parlor in my new space, my new temporary space in Pennsylvania. I'm very excited about that. I have a whole study with a tarot parlor that I'll be filming everything in and doing my readings from there. But I am going to be continuing with my weekly Instagram lives until further notice. Every Monday, 7:30 Eastern, you can tune in on Instagram. And if you're unable to make the live, you can send me questions in advance. Also continuing to do some more collabs and online content with modernsanctuary.com as well as Mason 10. So I will keep you posted on specific dates of new added content. Thank you again so much. And again, apologies for this episode being a little bit shorter, trying to get everything done in a short time, but I am very excited about Leo season. Happy belated Llamas from yesterday. Happy Lionsgate portal. I'm sending you so much love and so much just wishes for success and clarity this week and in Leo season. All right. Thank you again. And as always, stay magical AF.